living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm so happy that you decided to join us and give yourself the gift of this time and these amazing interviews because, gosh, the information that these women are sharing is incredible. I have benefited from it, and I'm the interviewer. I know that you as a listener are going to love this. And I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event. I am one of the publishers with Powerful You Publishing, and we're honored to be able to bring these authors to you along with their stories and the lessons and practices that they live with, and they're here to share it with you so you can have more comfort and ease and joy on your own life journey. And today, I get the honor and pleasure of talking to Karen Blanchard. She's one of the co-authors of the upcoming book, Heart and Soul, and I love her topic. It's she's an interesting woman in the sense that she's lived through a lot of life, and I know she's going to share some of that with you today. And her topic for today is Reclaim Your Power, Life After Loss. And I know you're here because you probably experienced or are experiencing some sort of loss in your own life. So I'm going to read a brief introduction of Karen, and then we'll get started talking with her. Karen Blanchard is better known as Coach Karen. She is the mother of 7 amazing children, a best-selling author, speaker, and coach extraordinaire who specializes in helping people transition through life's most stressful situations with power, confidence, and joy. In addition to her years as a health and wellness coach, Karen brings her firsthand knowledge to every session. She recently found her calling after her divorce and the death of her daughter. Karen understands the pain of catastrophic loss and knows the strength it takes to push past it to create joy and happiness once again. And Karen, I really am happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I am fabulous, Sue. Thank you so much. It is such a privilege to be here with you today.
And me too. I love this. This is great. So, you and I talked a little bit before the interview, and I love your spirit. I love, your energy, and I'm sure that our listeners are going to love it too. To get started, Karen, I would love if you would share with us a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are today.
Thank you, Sue. I'm just going to talk to you about the last 12 years of my life, and because the last 12 years have been the most difficult for me. It started with my divorce. I was suddenly a single parent of 7 totally amazing children. They have been my strength. But divorce is difficult for everyone. It doesn't matter if it's amicable or not. It's still difficult, and it's still a transition that's necessary and necessary to transition properly. I got through my divorce okay, but not without hurt, anger, low self-esteem, and low self-confidence. Then I was in a situation that was very, very difficult. The situation, I felt as though I lost my freedoms. I was looking over my shoulder, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't talk to anyone. I felt as though I was putting people in danger just by associating with them. So I finally moved from the county I was in to where I am today for my own safety. This situation created an incredible amount of anger. I couldn't believe that someone could be so angry for so long and still live. I was just so full. I was an emotional mess. And after 4 very long years of being angry, I did get through it through a whole lot of steps, and it took a long time. But the freedom of that anger being gone was so incredible. And it helped me on the way to reclaiming my power and confidence in me and in my abilities to judge character. And then 1 week later, after I felt all of the weight of the world has been off my shoulders, and I had this glow and the twinkle in my eye and the energy again, and people noticed it around me. 1 week to almost the hour of feeling freed from that situation, I got a call. My 17-year-old daughter passed away in a tragic car accident in December of 2016, almost 2 years ago. My life, once again, in a moment, took a nosedive off the highest cliff and plunged into the deepest oceans, unable to breathe, focus, function, sleep, eat, anything that you take for granted, I had to struggle to do. And it was devastating. It was devastating for me as a parent. It was devastating to hear the cries and the emotional state of my children. And I call this part of my life the dark days. I couldn't believe how dark it was. It could be sunshiny outside, but all I could see around me was darkness. And these events got me to where I am today. I have stood at the door of grief, got up enough courage to go open the door and go through the other side, step by step. Was it easy? No. Was it painful? Absolutely. But I can tell you that you can create joy and happiness once again after all of the devastation that you've been through.
Wow. You know, I'm so sorry to hear about that. I knew that your daughter had passed, and I know she was very young. She's a teenager. That's correct, right?
Yes, 17.
Yeah. You know, and that's tough. And I have a nephew that passed when he was 17 years old, and that was, you know, a few years ago, about a year before your daughter. And it's tough. I mean, I watched my brother and my sister-in-law and their family, and it's just everybody goes through grief differently. I guess that's one thing I would just like you to say. I know we're not going to focus on grief today, but will you just tell us, what is the journey of grief? And what was your journey, maybe, or what could somebody expect? Although I guess there's nothing to expect because it's all different. Is that right?
It's all different, and we have to respect the other person's difference as well. Because I grieve one way, it doesn't mean that my son or my daughter is going to grieve the same way. So I had to be respectful for that and understand where they were coming from. But in the same way, I had to accept and understand that what my feelings were was normal. And you can have anger, you can be angry, oh my gosh, you can be angry, and you can just really get into the resentment and anger with that whole situation or whatever your situation is. And you have to get, you can't sit there. That is one of the things that, if I can tell anybody, you are going to go through grief, the anger, the disappointment, all of the emotions that you feel, and it's not linear. It's not you do this, you don't. It's not like that. It's like throwing your emotions in a pinball machine, and it just bing, 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 all the way down at any given moment. So embrace what you're feeling. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel embarrassed. Just let it happen. And I think that's the best, because everybody, like you said, everybody deals with grief so much differently.
Yeah, and that's been my experience, and just watching other people and hearing about it. I've interviewed a lot of people who have lost children or mothers or husbands or whatever, and it's all so different. So that's great that we embrace that difference. And I love the analogy of the pinball machine, because I think that's very apt. So thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. Karen, let's talk about something that can help our listeners to achieve what they want in their life. And I know everybody's always looking for something maybe simple or something profound. What would you say is the number one principle that had a dramatic impact on your life that you'd like to share with us?
That is a very good question. The number one principle that has dramatically impacted my personal life that I know that I can use in any situation that I am in is that you walk through the door of what is holding you back. It can be grief, whatever that grief is. It can be anger. It can be a mindset. It can be finances, resentment, lack of confidence, betrayal, or all of those, because it's usually just not one thing that is holding you back. So I encourage people to open the door of what is holding you back. Whatever it is for you, you need to go through it, work your way to a place, and it'll take some time. It'll take some introspection and some discipline to get you to the other side where your vision for your life is without pain and regret. Don't quit when things get tough, because they will. Everything will be against, you'll feel as though everything's against you, but you have to keep going. Work through it, and I can tell you 100% that it's worth walking through that door of whatever it is for you at the moment.
Great. I love it. And I, as you're talking about that, I'm visualizing myself opening that door. Some doors are easier to open than others and walking through, but it is absolutely worth the journey. So Karen, you titled this interview, Reclaim Your Power, Life After Loss. And I like that so much. Why do you believe it's so important to help us reclaim our power?
After a tragic event, such as divorce or job loss or the loss of a loved one, whatever your loss is, you feel powerless and you feel helpless and hopeless. And especially when you're going through something as difficult as a divorce, you feel as though you're losing all control of your life because there's so much unknown. It's important to recognize what you can be in control of at that moment. And a lot of times it's what your attitude or how you respond and how you can communicate. And communicate out of wholeness and not out of anger. So when we react to someone else's comments or actions, we are giving away our power. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep what we can. And it's not a control thing. It's just to keep what we can do to keep our power in ourselves, to keep our confidence and our ability to, I'm going to say, function normally, but it's more than that. It's more of living the life you're supposed to live and living the life worth living. And by giving away your power that so someone else can control your life is not living your life. You're living a life that they want. But you do need to take the necessary steps and have an outside perspective to look at and to help you pinpoint the areas that you need work on. Let's do a metaphor. After you've heard of people having baggage, they are carrying around baggage, can be such as anger, resentment, disappointment, embarrassment, loss of confidence in our abilities, abilities to judge character in others and in ourselves. And when we don't take care of our own baggage, we meet people or someone else, or we start another relationship or develop a relationship that we're in, then we start to stink. So if I have my baggage, they have their baggage, and especially after divorce, and you mix that together, it's toxic. And then you get into a toxic relationship that is not good for anybody, yourself, for the other person, and people around you. And we deflect and we treat people badly, and our attitudes are terrible. Then what happens is we subconsciously attract the people like I mentioned, with baggage, and they collect their baggage, and two people get together. And that is why 67% of second marriages or second relationships fail. If we don't deal with our baggage, which we have so much more power over our lives than we think. And when you're feeling down and low confidence and low self-esteem, you don't feel like you have that power. And I want to help people realize that you have more power than what you realize. We need to reclaim and take the power back that we have been giving to others so that we can be in control of our own lives. It's important that we realize and recognize that we have so much power than what we think.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. I have a question for you. How do we know, though, if we've lost or given away our power?
That is a very good question, Sue. I would like to take, let's look at this analogy. I like this one. I heard this a long time ago, and it was, let's take a look at medication. When you're taking a medication and it's working, it's responding to you. But if it's not working for you and you have hives or reactions or something, that is a reaction. Now let's take a look at in our lives with that analogy. If we are always reacting to something, we are giving away our power. Our power for communication, our power that we want in our or need in our lives, we're giving away the boundaries that we need to live a life worth living. So when someone says something or does something to us and we take a step back, take a deep breath, and respond with kindness or not lashing out, respond with kind words or respond with what in a communication area that is necessary to repair or move our situation forward, that is reclaiming our power. Is responding instead of reacting to other. So if you respond in an appropriate manner, that is reclaiming your power. If you react, it's like you're giving away that power to that other person.
Yeah, you know, Karen, that's great, because I think that sometimes we just kind of go through the motions of life and we don't realize that we've given away our power. But that's a great way to look at it. See if we're just reacting to things instead of doing our own thing. So I like that a lot. Thank you for that. You know, Karen, I know you have a great program called Reclaiming Your Life with Power, Confidence, and Joy After Divorce. Can you explain that program for us and tell us how it can help your clients?
Thanks, Sue. I am so excited about this program. This is a program I developed to help people get when they're going through a divorce. It doesn't have to be when you are right at the first part of divorce. It can be a few months later. But it's a 10-week program I developed covering important topics such as communications, loneliness, which is a huge thing after divorce, dating, healthy relationships, living alone, increasing your confidence, and sexuality, and so much more. It covers a lot of topics. And what is included in this program is support, information, and practical tools that you can use in every area of your life and pass the 10-week program, because there'll be situations as your life goes on that you can just go, okay, I remember learning that. Let me look through my toolbox of information. So it's to help people move forward in life with power, confidence, and joy, all designed for you to be the best person that you can be in all areas of your life. Divorce doesn't just affect your husband-wife relationship. It affects finances, friends, social life, children, communications with everyone, the feelings of devastation, overwhelm. It covers all of that. And weeks 1 to 5 are designed to create healing and recovery from divorce or relationship loss. Weeks 6 to 10, we learn to build on the new foundations that was built in weeks 1 to 5. All of this is done on Zoom, which is technology has been absolutely fantastic. It can be a little frustrating, but it is fantastic because it doesn't matter where you are in the world. We can connect. So that's what makes it really exciting, and I have helped a lot of people through this program. And to get to the other side where you can develop a healthy relationship to move forward and deal with some of that baggage that we were talking about, that we can let loose and let go and then move forward.
That's great. That is so wonderful. I think that there are a lot of people out there who are in relationships, and obviously there's divorces, there's breakups. Even if it's not a divorce, it could be a long-term relationship that feels like a divorce. I was in one of those myself for 9.5 years, many years ago, and it's like, wow, that felt like a divorce to me, even though it wasn't a marriage and divorce. So I think that a lot of people can benefit from this, and they can learn to be happy with themselves again, too, even before moving into that other relationship if they want that. So that's awesome.
That is absolutely correct. We have to be happy with ourselves before we can get into another relationship, because another relationship, another partner is not going to make us happy. We have to be happy with ourselves. And when we are happy with ourselves and we understand some of the things or that we have went through and we're healed from, we recognize those things in other people. Either they dealt with it or they haven't, and you are way more sensitive to those issues, and then you can make an educated decision going, okay, well, you know what, you haven't dealt with your stuff. When you deal with your stuff, then maybe you can reconnect with me, but right now I don't want to continue on with that relationship, and I think that's very important.
Yep, absolutely. What do they say? Wherever you go, you bring yourself with you. So if you haven't taken care of it, it's coming into the next relationship. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, terrific. Well, Karen, this has been great. I know you have a gift for our listeners, too. I would love if you would share that with them and how they can get it, and also if they want to reach out to you some way or want more information about you, how they get that as well.
Okay. I am so excited about my gifts. I have two gifts, actually. One is the Divorce Starter Kit, and it's 5 steps to transform the chaos and suffering of divorce into insights and lessons that will enhance the next phase of your life. And the 5 essential steps, step number 5 is the very most important, beneficial to carry into all areas of your life. And number 2 gift is a complimentary discovery session with me to see where you're at. You may not be in a divorce or a relationship loss, but there might be something else that you are stuck in and that you want to move forward with, but you don't know how, and you want to collect some more tools, such as relationship coaching or something else. You're in a job and you want to transition into your own business. I do that as well. But a lot of the things that are really dear to my heart are transitioning through divorce and creating a beautiful relationship with someone else, and relationship coaching. That is near and dear to my heart. And so that is gift number 2 as a complimentary discovery session. And you can go to www.createenergynow.com, all one word, and click on the appropriate button. There'll be one for a divorce starter kit, and there'll be another one for complimentary discovery session. And also, you can email me at createenergynow@gmail.com, and we can connect that way, and you can get some more information, or you can call me at 519-440-8255. 8061, and that is my business number, and we can connect that way.
Terrific. What wonderful gifts, and two of them, so you can meet people wherever they are, and I love that. And I will be calling you Coach Karen from now on, so thank you. That's great. So, you know, Karen, this has been great. I so appreciate the information that you shared. I love your story in the book. I know that our listeners are going to be inspired when they read that. So I so appreciate you being a part of this whole project, sharing yourself, and sharing this beautiful energy. Like you said, create energy now. That's great. And that's what it's all about, I think, because whatever energy we're putting into our lives and putting out there in the world, that's what we experience. So I love that you're doing that. So thank you so much for being a part of all of this.
Thank you, Sue, for having me. It has been my pleasure for it to be part of this interview and also to being part of the anthology book. And my goal or my hope is that there is people who get inspired and that whatever their situation that they are going through, there is hope.
Yes, there is. There is always hope, and I'm so happy that you said that. And listeners, thank you for being here because I know that you are here. You're somehow in your life, and you want something more. You're thinking that there's some better way maybe to live from your heart and soul. And listening to these interviews will help you. They give you practices and tips and guidelines and lessons. So continue to listen to the summit. Be sure to get that book, Heart and Soul, on launch day, which is November 14th. And when you buy the book, be sure to come back to our website. You have to buy the book on Amazon in order to come back to the website with your receipt number, and then you'll be able to have access to lots of amazing gifts from our partners and authors. So thank you all for doing everything you're doing, the energy that you're putting out into the world, and continue to listen. For right now, have a beautiful day, everybody.
Living from our heart.